And I'm saying to myself, you know what? There is just no control over the net at all. And now we're going to get into a presidential election. It's going to have a big influence. And you say?
I say you're right. But I'd also say, Bill, that technology is neutral. You know, it can be used for ill, but it could also be used for good. And I think just as many times that we have false stories, we can also put out the facts. And so we use the same medium, the internet or social media, Twitter and Facebook, to say, no,
but
you're not telling the truth.
But people don't know. Look, this Abraham Lincoln thing is the best example, and I could have given you 100.
Right.
This thing is all over the place that Abraham Lincoln said this, and of course it stacks up negatively against Barack Obama. And people believe it because they want to believe it. They want to believe it. They don't check it out, and it's not easy to check. We did it, but we're professionals. It's not easy to check.
It may not be easy to check, but I mean, ultimately it's on us as citizens to go out and make that effort. And the truth is, the facts are there on the social media, on the internet, and that's where you can play internet cop and say, look, Lincoln is wrong, that quote is wrong, here's what Lincoln actually thought. I mean, it's not so a question of the technology, it's a question of what use people are putting it to, and that's where sites like Free Beacon or Breitbart or any of these other sites play a constructive role, because they can actually check other places.